Hi everyone, this is Andrea Dumbecki and this is Angel Life Makeover. You could reach me at angelfairyhealing.com. I hope everyone had a great summer. I know we did here in the Midwest. It's my first year in the Midwest. The summer was great. I explored the flower gardens, I found new forests, and I'm still getting acclimated to my new home in South Dakota. I miss the Pacific Northwest and all my friends there, but I know it was time to move forward and I'm not really sure what the future holds. So I'm just kind of keeping an open heart and staying positive. I'm sending lots of love to all of you. I have a few announcements before I get started on today's topic. The Full Fairy subscription is opening September 7th, and that's an exciting offering from the Full Fairies that includes three classes and a reading. I will be releasing monthly classes. The theme is going to be ancient fairy lineage. We will be exploring the Celtic fairy energies, Avalon, Elysium, Tir na n'Og, and we will be awakening ancient fairy knowledge in our DNA. So I'm super excited to connect with the Full Fairies and their beautiful sacred teachings. I'm also offering a 9-week Embracing Your Lightworker Gifts intensive, where we will be clearing more persecution karma and really exploring our spiritual gifts, embracing them, and ultimately learning how to integrate into our full self. That means using our gifts confidently with regards to our life purpose and really understanding ourselves, whether we're a clairvoyant, an astral traveler, a shaman, an empath, whether we communicate with the animals, the earth, cosmic beings, angels. We're going to be covering many topics. So that's going to be a small group because I am offering very personalized one-on-one work with everybody. If you're interested in that, you can find out more on my website. So today's topic is Archangel Ariel and the Matrix. So I'm going to be doing some channeling with Archangel Ariel. And I really feel this is important. We keep hearing the term the Matrix, the collective consciousness, 5D, 3D, ascension, all of these things. And really, Archangel Ariel is coming through to remind us what the Matrix is and how we can transcend it and not get sucked into its games. The games of the Matrix include debt, the money system, the systems of limitation, the systems of oppression perpetuated by the government, always having an enemy, an outside force, always being limited, and not having complete access to our full spiritual power, our full spiritual identity, and playing out these old games, whether they're karmic stories of victim, perpetrator, always having something that is limiting us. We're looking at all the karmic stories throughout humanity's history, and how do we transcend that sense of limitation, that sense of being the suffering human, right? So the Matrix controls us in many ways with our bodies, the money system, the work system, and just the laws of the Matrix that might feel heavy, oppressive. And then there's the gatekeepers of the Matrix, the people that tell you, suck it up, that's the way it is. And if you believe something different, you live in la la land, you're an idealist, blah, blah, blah. So I really wanted to shed some light on this today with Archangel Ariel, because as someone like myself, who's an indigo child or a crystal child or rainbow child, I've definitely had a higher consciousness or a new consciousness, let me say. It's not better or worse. It's just a new consciousness, a new way of doing things, a new way of working, go to school, manifesting things. I don't really fit into some of the systems of the Matrix. And one of my major issues in this life is I fought against that. And it started at a young age. I had to be homeschooled even in high school. I had issues. I couldn't fit into the system at times. And the more I bring my power back to that, I realize I'm here to create new systems. I'm here to be an advocate for myself and the planet. And the negative side of that is I could be victimized by the system. I could get crushed by it and trampled, right? So really, it's important to call our power back and call in the sovereign self, right? Because sometimes we all feel trapped. And I know I felt this since I was a little child, trapped in a dysfunctional family, trapped in a horrible school, trapped with mean people, trapped with difficult assignments, whatever it was. As a child, moved into similar energies as adults. And so as I really transcend time and space and go back to my birth family, my childhood, the energies that I was born into, I see that it was a lot of you have to fit in, right? And even if it doesn't feel good, it doesn't matter. Don't stir the boat. There's a lot of these issues in the matrix. And then we go into the feminine issues that we were, you know, disrespected a lot. I mean, as I grow up now, I look back that as a woman, as a young woman, I was very disrespected, but that's just the way it is, right? And so it's really awakening now, this sense of self-respect and having that self-respect and confidence within this ascension process of identifying and transcending the matrix. Of course, we send love to everything. We don't want to demonize the matrix, but we want to identify what it is. It's a kind of grid of limitation, right? So your matrix self might feel like, you know, I'm powerless to my health, my money situation, my relationships, my housing situation, or even my sense of being fulfilled with my life, right? I'm powerless, I'm trapped, and I have to only function within this system to change things. Okay, so step out of the matrix into the sovereign self, into the higher consciousness. It's that you have magical abilities through your intention, that you have powerful intuition that gives you clues, right? And gives you great guidance as to how to transcend your issues, and also doesn't put any power above you, right? Whether that's government or the money, it knows that your soul is this beautiful, infinite light connected to the mind of God and the higher powers of the universe, and that all of that is good and working for you. There's no power that we think is against us that, you know, has all the power, right? So the supreme power is the higher self, the oneness of God. So we're going to bring in Archangel Ariel's beautiful energy now, because she said this has been an issue since the beginning of humanity. How do we, as a grand, beautiful soul, fit ourselves into this box of physicality and then go further into society and then the laws of health and science and money, blah, blah, blah? How do we bring joy and love and bloom within that system, right? So we want to go within the matrix and bloom the sovereign self, right? We can go into the codes of the matrix, the energetic codes, and we can manipulate those. We don't have to run from the matrix. Instead, we know that we can sculpt the matrix and that we can not fight the matrix from its own sense of consciousness, yet we can face it and uplift it from within, from our sovereign consciousness. So I'm going to bring in some energy downloads for everybody with Archangel Ariel in any way that this message helps you. What ways is the matrix causing undue misery and suffering in your life because you've forgotten who you are and you started to get all tangled in this system that really doesn't always help us to win, right? It's counterintuitive, it's oppressive. There's so many ways that the matrix can be affecting us, and then we feel powerless when we face the truth of it. So we want to transcend that consciousness. We want to bloom in our own beautiful sovereign empowerment and know that we are made to thrive on this earth. We are not made to be oppressed by anything. And the reason I'm talking about this right now is because with all the ascension energies, I've gotten hit with major limitation in my personal life, things that seemed impossible. And I said, you know what? I don't want to live in this consciousness. Angels, what's going on? And Archangel Ariel really came through with this matrix teaching. And she said, many of us need it because we are needing to become bigger, more confident, more spiritually aware to evolve ourselves and the planet. And sometimes that seems like a giant mountain of impossibility, but remember, that is just a mindset. So Archangel Ariel said, one, there's many beautiful soul family light workers doing similar work that are here to help you hold a space to transcend the matrix together. And also to just recognize the lies of the media or anything else that feel very heavy and fearful and oppressive, because they are just kind of feeding into the games of the Matrix. So let's journey together and imagine that we are blooming within the Matrix and beyond the Matrix, and that we are greater than the Matrix. When we transcend the Matrix, we can transcend our state of limited consciousness, we can manifest quicker, and most of all, feel freedom and empowerment, right? When we don't feel freedom and empowerment, we feel discouraged, we feel hopeless, we feel like our problems can't be fixed, we lose faith, we lose, you know, our will to even try. And so we want to just shake anything like that off. Anywhere where the Matrix has really got you by the neck, we want to go into the soul, into the true light of the soul that can transcend any outward thing or illusion of outward thing that is causing oppression. That also goes into the codes of the ancestral programming. If you had abuse, addiction, oppression, bad luck, negativity in your ancestry, that's also coded into the Matrix of your reality. So you might feel that's the way things are, right? The family has this darkness. Good things don't happen to my family. We want to address that and uplift that. And then any other thing that you've given power to, whether that's the government or the money system, anything that's really plugged into you and feels like it's taken your power, we want to unplug that. And Archangel Ariel is really helping us to look at our issues. And she works with the lion energy. The lion energy is so important for us to be fierce in overcoming anything that seems against us and our ability to live in peace, to thrive, to really reach our potential and get what we are seeking. So within that, we want to look at what we are wishing for and how that creates suffering and how we can just get into the core vibration of creating our desires. I was thinking about this with regards to the perfect living space or the perfect partner, or the perfect job. We're looking for a frequency of alignment, of deliciousness, of rightness. We're not looking for specific things. And sometimes the specifics can get us all tangled, right? I need to work here and make this much, and I need to live here, and we have to release those details and get more into the core vibration of what we are seeking in those areas of our life, and then transcend the Matrix. I keep also hearing all things are possible with God. This is really important for us to remember. All things are possible with God, right? Sometimes the human mind, which can be trapped in the Matrix, can't see all of the possibilities that we have available. So it's really important to break down that ego, right? That's the ego. That's like that little chatterbox that's always saying things can't work out because of this, and don't you know better? And so we really want to release that ego and get into this magical, super sovereign self, the infinite knowing self, the self that is beyond the Matrix, and even unite those two and bloom within the Matrix. So Archangel Ariel's helping you to decode anywhere where the Matrix is oppressing you, making you unhappy and suffering, and really helping you to awaken the light of your soul in human form, right? Because that is the ultimate goal. Heaven is right here. We are meant to experience it. We are waking up in human form. That's what ascension is. We don't have to go to another dimension or move on to experience ascension. We don't have to go to heaven. We are lifting that veil. We are awakening it right here. So bringing in this beautiful pink energy from Archangel Ariel, the energy of the sovereign soul, and just working deep within our mind and subconscious to align ourselves with our sovereign soul and just transcend anywhere where we're into the limitation. And the limitation comes up as the worries, the looping impossibilities, the perpetual problems, the things you keep seeing appear in the outer world, right? Whatever kind of turmoil or drama that we're seeing, and anywhere you feel trapped or stuck or in that, we're releasing that. We're just bringing the space of the infinite spirit, the eternal soul, the higher self. And we're uniting that, because that part of you is energetic. It's never drained. It's never limited. It's never defeated. And so the way this is going to help us, and I want to help you too right now, if you're experiencing this, we want to bring in the codes of your greatest future, your greatest potential, and believing that it doesn't matter how long it's been, that you can be happy, you can fulfill your dreams. And I talk about time because sometimes we get defeated. Sometimes we wish for something for a long time and we don't see it. And then the mind starts to say, well, it'll never happen. And you're just going to live in this state of wanting. And what if things just get worse and they don't get better? And so we want to just kind of calm that mind. And then we just want to go travel in to see the matrix and learn about the matrix for ourselves. The matrix could be the collective consciousness. I'm not sure as I dig into it who perpetuated the matrix, but I do believe there's different levels of consciousness on the earth. And I do believe that we're playing karmic games with the oppressors and the oppressed. And we're seeing this mirrored in the government and political issues right now. So we want to really look at that karma with compassion and love and bring those prayers to the earth. The big archangels, big white archangels are coming to the earth and reminding us that calling in them helps. Calling in their love and their prayers and their support helps, just like it always does, even if the problem seems bigger than ever before. Prayer helps. The angels are helping. Archangel Ariel is with us. We're calling her down to earth, coming closer to humanity, helping us in all perfect ways for our highest good. And so we just want to release the baggage or the suffering that the matrix has perpetuated on us, and also awakening compassion, awakening love, awakening inner truth, and know that your inner truth is a map towards your destiny, towards higher consciousness. Your inner truth always has to be listened. I find that we've been collectively oppressed with regards to that. And we're seeing that in lifestyle issues, with work, with health, with all kinds of things where it's like we're told that an outward thing is telling us how it is versus our inner truth and our inner intuition. So those are great tools right now, our inner truth, our inner intuition, our spiritual connection. And remember, I also want to remind us that sometimes the spiritual tools of the past might not be working for you. Your angels remind you to just call in new things. I've been doing new types of yoga, new types of breath work, new types of quantum teachings that have really helped me because I got so stuck in the things that worked in the past, even if they don't work anymore. So it's just that the energy is changing and we need some new things. So I'm excited about that. And I'm really bringing in that inspiration for everybody. Go find new healing books, go find new healing modalities. You have to stretch your brain, stretch your consciousness, and also magnetize what you need to you. You might need something very specific. Sometimes I need a random movie from the 80s that has like lessons about healing in it, or like a novel, or, you know, just be open to whatever's a vibrational match for you. And remember, healing doesn't always come in the form of, oh, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to do Reiki or visualize this thing. Sometimes healing comes in the form of a beautiful novel, a piece of art, poetry, a garden. Just recognize what you need to heal yourself and just keep your mind open. So I'm sending you less and less of love and healing, and Archangel Ariel is helping you to figure out how the matrix has been affecting you or keeping you emotionally unhappy. I'm going to give you guys some journaling prompts. First one is, what messages does Archangel Ariel have for me about the matrix? Two is, how is the matrix affecting me? And three is, how can I transcend the matrix and activate my empowered destiny? How can I transcend the matrix and activate my empowered destiny? All right, so that is the ultimate goal, people. So I really want you to feel that attunement to Archangel Ariel. Remember, we work with the archangels because they have beautiful, higher, enlightened consciousness. They're like family members. They always work from a loving space of our highest good, and they can see beyond the human limitation, right? They can give us an enlightened perspective, and we are worthy of their beautiful healing and support. So get in that beautiful vision and connection of Archangel Ariel as she works with all of us on transcending the matrix and really understanding the matrix and how to function within that matrix with love and service, right? We don't want to hate things in the world, right? We want to bring love, compassion, and empowerment to them, right? The broken systems need help. They need loving change. We can't give it that by fighting it or cursing it. We can give it that by watering it with love, with hope, with prayer, and asking, what is my place in all of this? And, you know, who do I need to connect with? What do I need to do? What is my place in being a strong pillar of hope, bliss, happiness, courage for all, right? So thank you all for listening today. I'm Andrea Dumbecki from angelfairyhealing.com. Please come join my free Facebook group. And I'll talk to you guys soon.